It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She is over there, maybe in Switzerland, maybe elsewhere. We will find out in a minute. Hello, Mirella. How are you?
Hello, Jill. Yes, very well. Thank you. Switzerland. But for our second topic, we will go around Europe, literally. Let's begin, though, with the first one, which is one that we talked a lot about, but until a solution will be found, I think we will continue. And it's about the rescued migrants boat in Italy. I mean, as a matter of fact, between Italy, Malta, and Spain. It's a boat that has 629 people on it. Among them, pregnant women, many children without parents. So it's definitely a boat that needs our help. The thing is that, as we know by now, the government in Italy has changed and has also promised not to follow the path of the previous governments. And this is serving as a prime example as what's going to happen as of now. So Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini refused to let those people be rescued and brought to the Italian shores. He tried to convince Malta to take them because the boat was very close to Malta. But Malta refused because it's apparently not in the water international laws. And to solve the situation, the Spanish new prime minister, Pedro Sanchez, has decided to allow them to arrive and be welcomed in Spain. So this is going to happen. Unfortunately, there was bad weather on the sea. The Italian people, as well as the Maltese, have brought food and assistance on the boat. But while they are really willing to help them with all sorts of food and provisions and probably also medical supplies, they will not welcome them in their country. And I think this is an incredible moment, because it's not about agreeing or disagreeing with what's happening, but it's definitely showing that the new government didn't speak just in vain, and is really strongly willing to implement the promises that have been made before the election. So the Commissioner of Human Rights from the European Union is, of course, outraged. That is also very difficult to understand why people in distress would not be accepted, and said that saving lives at sea is an obligation that states must always uphold. On that, the Interior Prime Minister said that while he feels obliged to help them and make sure that nothing bad happens to them, he doesn't feel that he is in any way obliged to welcome them and continue building these huge refugee camps in the south of Italy. International law at sea actually really is very clear about that, and states that under no circumstances a country is allowed to deny help. And I think that's exactly the reason why the Maltese, as well as the Italians, are really providing help, so that they cannot be blamed on that level. But they draw the line with where the boat has to be brought. Now, the question, of course, will be to see what will happen in the next few months, because it's the beginning of the summer. It's a time where it's actually a good time to travel over the Mediterranean. And of course, many people are wondering if Spain is doing that as an exceptional gesture, also maybe to show a little bit for the prime, the new prime minister in Spain, to show what is his line of thinking. But will he be able to then accept and welcome all the boats that are probably going to be refused on the Italian shores? That is really the question. And we will see. Now I'm going to take a second topic that is a very light one. I figured that because it's the beginning of the summer and because there is one bad news after the other, I was going to talk about sunbathing topless in Europe. A very light subject, very appropriate for June, where many people are already preparing their summer holiday. It's interesting to know how countries are different on this topic. So Catalonia is an interesting one because it was recently in the news for a very small village of only 8,000 inhabitants who had elections to allow topless sunbathing in public. The village is called La Meta del Vallès. It's north of Barcelona, and people voted, 61% voted for allowing women to sunbath topless. 39% were against. So one sees that it's definitely the wish of the people in this very, very small village in Catalonia to allow this kind of bathing. Why is that interesting? I think it's interesting because as a European, I have heard about topless sunbathing since basically ever. It was from the 60s already in Spain, after Brigitte Bardot on the beaches, something that women did very frequently and without any specific form of shame on the French Riviera. Now, what's really interesting about this is that while this was very, very popular in the 60s, in the 70s, and probably even more in the 80s, it is not even nearly as popular today. I would say that this is the reaction to three main reasons. Nudity is seen sometimes as a political statement because women, some feminists use it as a political statement, and other women don't necessarily want to be seen as activists. Fear of cancer, of course, and last but not least, a fear of Facebook, Instagram, and other social media, where all of a sudden women that sunbath and want their privacy might find their picture all over the internet. So I would say these are probably the main reasons. Otherwise, in Europe, you are in most places very free to sunbathe topless. UK is maybe a little bit more conservative. Poland is definitely very conservative. And otherwise, Germany is very liberal. Italy, it depends on the beaches, it depends on the on the swimming pools. So it's but it's usually tolerated. So as you can see, Jill, there is still a lot of freedom, but it's a kind of freedom that women tend today to refuse. For more contemporary reasons.
I completely understand the more contemporary reason aspect of it. I just think it's funny because unless you look at the big picture with that particular lens that you used, you don't necessarily see it that way and you can get completely the wrong idea. But, you know, I would just not be delighted. I sometimes wonder, even with, you know, these huge body painting and these tattoos,
right.
What, you know, how will you feel in 30 years?
Yeah, well, it's always more about right now, yeah. Immediately, you know.
Oh, you mean the moment?
Yes, it's rarely about in 30 years, and that is valid for many other issues.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer, over there.
My pleasure.